Burt's Bees is a small, well-loved grassroots brand of skincare made with natural ingredients. With plans to expand distribution and enter the mainstream, Burt's Bees was looking to launch its first advertising campaign in Canada. The problem? While the demand for natural products was increasing, there was mass confusion about what natural really meant. And for good reason. The natural category was full of imposters, pseudo-natural products, products that looked natural based on their packaging and advertising, but in reality were anything but. While government bans on chemicals and skincare were driving more and more people to the natural category, many were being duped into buying chemical-laden pseudo-natural products. Consumers needed to be jolted into reading skincare ingredients lists. The solution? An unconventional way to do just that. A series of installations were developed to make people think harder about what they put on their skin. Mickey Walsh dreamed about going to America. To Irish boys like him, America was known as the land of opportunity. People said that the streets were paved with gold, and any boy or man could find work there and become someone special. Nearly every family Mickey knew had someone who had left in recent years, and he wanted to go too. He talked endlessly about it with his brothers as they settled for the night in the room above their parents' pub, the corner house, awaiting sleep. He listened raptly any time the pub's visitors brought up the topic. He planned what he would do if he ever got to America, and saved his money for the trip he knew he would one day take.
I am a very stylish girl.
She starts off wearing hair and clothing from the early 1700s. As she walks towards us, she takes off the huge wig and rips off the hoop skirt and dress, revealing hair and dress from the Georgian era. As she walks towards us, she removes her bustle and bonnet, revealing a Victorian era dress. Through the progression, we start to see how fashion got less and less cumbersome as it evolved. The announcer says,
"Shh, Dana, one bladder weakness.